Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, even after she died, she couldn't help but give her input on how things should be done.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. You can call 855-853-4802. Or if you'd rather write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Harper, how's it going today?
It's going great.
See, now I could see you being a ghost and coming back and haunting people. But this is like, this ghost came back to tell people how to do stuff. It's like at the business. It's like, that was my business.
Dad as a ghost.
Oh my God, you're right. Because your dad would be like, Carol, you are not doing that right. I see what you're doing wrong. And you got to fix that. Yeah, I could see your dad doing that.
That's totally my dad as a ghost.
See, I think this story is kind of cool, actually. So, I mean, sad, though. It's sad because somebody died. But then it's kind of cool because there seems to be some connection with this person. So here it is. In November of 2012, a very close friend of mine passed away shortly after her diagnosis of cancer. Kathy and her husband, Jim, operated a bar and grill in a small town in Wisconsin, and her kind heart was loved by many. That's sad. The bar was her baby, and she ran every aspect of it with a microscope to not waste a dime, and she wanted to please every customer who entered. Kathy was very orderly, and as bartenders, we laughed at her and her sticky note posts with reminders. She knew her time was ending soon and asked a young man who she considered an extra son if he would be interested in purchasing the bar. He did buy the bar. And although he had a full-time job elsewhere, he continued to juggle both quite successfully. We believe Kathy has her arm around him in support and guidance. See, and I like to think that sort of thing happens. I like to think that even if you've passed, you can kind of still be close by and help. And I think, and that's what this woman did. As I mentioned, I had worked for Kathy previously, so I resigned from my position to help him establish ownership and manage operations for him. In early January 2013, I was alone in the bar and had been carrying up armloads of liquor from the cutout stone basement. Although Kathy operated this bar for 30 years, the building itself is surely 80 to 100 years old, once being the local butcher shop. I was tired of climbing the old wooden steps and decided to rest at the bar for a moment. I made a Kathy error. That makes me laugh. I made a Kathy error and left the basement door propped open with a wooden wedge and the light on. To my surprise, the wedge flew from the door about 5 feet and it closed. I got up to investigate and noticed the light was now off also. I said out loud, "Okay, Kathy, I get it. Turn the light off and don't heat the basement." I kind of like that. She immediately thought it was Kathy.
Yeah, I would too.
There were other Kathy-isms that happened, but nothing ever too frightening. TVs turned on and off. Decorations that should have been put in the basement fell from a secured shelf. I just thought Kathy didn't want them in the storeroom. Just take them to the basement. The new owner wanted peanuts in the shell on the bar at all times. I was setting out pails of peanuts one day and placed an extra on the felt pool table for a moment, only to return for it and find it sitting on a table nearby. Kathy, I get it. Don't place things on the pool table and ruin the felt. She had her quirks, but they only made me laugh and miss her more. And that is so true because you are not supposed to set anything on the pool tables. So I could totally see Kathy doing that. I moved on from helping out and returned to my former place of employment. Seems Kathy is either resting now as she deserves, or another thought we have, since there hasn't been any reminders from her, is that all of the bartenders have now changed and she just doesn't know them. She would have to explain how she wants it done. I don't think the ghosts are supplied with sticky notes. With myself and the rest of the previous employees, the subtle hints were all that we needed to smile and do it the right way. The end. Don't you think that's a sweet story?
That is actually really sweet. That's something I would do as a ghost.
Because she was so attached to it, and people are like that, you know. That was her business, and she said that was her baby, you know. She loved the business and helping, you know, making sure everybody was happy. And I could see once she left, she was like, no, we do not leave that door open. We turn the lights off. I could totally see her doing that.
Yeah.
I think that is just a great story.
I do too. I really like that one.
Any thoughts on Kathy? Do you think Kathy went on, or do you think it was like, I just don't really know anybody now. Doesn't feel maybe as connected. Or maybe she thought she had gotten through well enough and they're doing it the way she wants it done.
I think she thought she got through well enough.
I like that idea. And then she could go on at peace. Just be at peace. The bar is well taken care of. Here is another story. So we moved to Pennsylvania in the early 90s. I was around 19 and lived with my parents still. My dad worked for the National Park Service, and we lived in a historical area. The house we moved to in Pennsylvania was close to 100 years old and had been previously occupied by the owners who had passed away, not sure if they died in the house. The house itself gave me the creeps from the start. We were in a very rural area, and it was quite dark at night. Something always felt off about the house. I never felt comfortable there, especially when I was by myself. I also suffered from a deep depression, health problems I never had before, and horrible anxiety when we moved into this house. I also had horrible nightmares and dark thoughts. It was an awful experience for me. It seemed to lighten up when I was at work or away from home. My room was the only one downstairs, and my parents' and younger brother's rooms were upstairs. We had one bathroom in the entire house, and it was right next to my room. I would hear my family walking around back and forth to the bathroom all night long, waking me up. When I angrily confronted them in the morning for making so much noise, they thought I was crazy because none of them even got up during the night. Sometimes I would hear footsteps and what sounded like someone dragging their hand along the wall, like they were supporting themselves as they walked. Needless to say, I never slept very well there. I had two dogs at the time, one very old dog and one puppy. The puppy would try to play with the old dog, and she would spin around and bark at the puppy to leave her alone. Both dogs seemed to sense something at times. They would stare at the walls with their ears perked up. They would growl at nothing, and they seemed to see something we could not see. Oh, this part's sad. Just a warning. Sadly, my puppy broke out from the fence and got run over and died. That part breaks my heart. I was heartbroken. No, I know. I hate that.
It's just the little puppy.
I know. I was heartbroken. I can only imagine. The strange thing is that after the puppy died, my old dog would still spin around at nothing and growl like the puppy was still there wanting to play with her. I wasn't the only one to experience strange occurrences in the house. My parents were awoken in the middle of the night by a loud, heavy, urgent pounding on the front door. My dad jumped up and ran down to see who it was, only to find no one there. The house was very rural, as I previously had mentioned, and we had no close neighbors. If someone was playing a trick on us, they would have to drive to the house. My dad stayed up to see car lights or hear if someone was outside, but heard and saw nothing. Another time, my mom was cleaning upstairs when she heard a strange loud thumping noise under the bed. She looked underneath the bed and there was nothing there. The basement was the worst. Dark, damp, and oppressive. None of us went down there unless we absolutely needed to. My mom was down there on one occasion and heard my dad's footsteps on the floor above her. She called out to him with no answer. She came upstairs only to find out that she was alone in the house. One time my Brother and mom were at home alone watching TV and they heard a faint rustling noise. Oh, this part's creepy. Suddenly a swarm of bats. Now, it doesn't mean it's paranormal. It is creepy, though. Suddenly a swarm of bats came flying out of the chimney into the house. They had to call for some of the park rangers to come help them round up the bats and get them out of the house. It wasn't necessarily supernatural, but talk about creepy and adding to the haunting house mystique. Glad I was gone by that time. My dad finally joked about our house being haunted to the local guys he worked with one day. They matter-of-factly stated they didn't know our house was haunted, but the other ones up the road definitely were. I moved out of the house as soon as I could. I definitely know why they say Pennsylvania is the most haunted state. Love your podcast. Keep up the good work, Angie.
Hey, Carol.
Yes?
You and me should go to Pennsylvania sometime.
Deal. Kathy and I were just talking about the other day on a podcast about Gettysburg.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We could stay in like an old medieval castle.
We could stay with my nephew. He lives in Philadelphia.
Oh, they've got
a 5-bedroom house.
Yeah,
that I also think is haunted. You demonically laugh. So like this one, I don't think the bats are necessarily paranormal or anything, but that's just creepy. Like you have this creepy house. It's almost stereotypically creepy that bats come flying out of the chimney. Everything about that house makes me think it's totally haunted.
That's almost like Conjuring creepy.
And it wasn't like...
That's actually what it reminds me of. It reminds me of the Conjuring story.
And it wasn't like they were hurt. It wasn't anything evil, but it's definitely like something...
They killed a dog.
Well, but that the dog could have legit gotten out of the fence because puppies are notorious for that. You know, this
yeah,
just...
Yeah, but... For the sake of ghost stories, we're just saying
it. It kind of keeps it in line with the ghost story then. But the other dog was still experiencing like the puppy's still around.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about it? Haunted house?
Definitely.
So say that was your aunt and uncle's house and they're like, Harper, come stay with us for a week this summer. You would say...
I'll stay with you for a month.
Oh, you would.
Yes. Yes, I would.
You have so much sense of adventure when it comes to ghosts. Me, on the other hand, not at all. I like talking about it, but no, that house is too creepy for me.
Oh, I love going to old haunted caves. I love going to old haunted caves that like tell you to run.
It's like run. And I'd be like, okay, don't have to tell me twice.
That and actually happened once on Dad, Daughter, and the Dead.
That was a show you did with your dad.
Yeah, and we lost all the sound to the footage.
Really?
Yeah.
In a cave? A haunted cave?
It was like an old moonshine cave.
Which seems like that could be a very haunted place.
It definitely was. It was, like, creepy, and I felt weird there, too.
Did it make you want to leave? Like, it was, like, a get-out feeling?
No, it was more like a just, like, a threatening feeling. Not necessarily, like, get out, but threatening.
Because if they were making moonshine back in the day there, that was a secretive operation, and they don't want you finding him, and they don't want you taking their moonshine because they can sell it. Mm-hmm. So I could see why that would be threatening. Ooh, creepy. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.